Howdy, folks.
You know, when men start admiring a woman's mind instead of her figure, she's not as young as she used to be. I'm Pat Buttram, inviting you for delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment, and I see that Switzerland has once more denied their women folks the right to vote over there. I don't know whether the girls really want that right or not. I think if they do, they'll eventually get it. Checking back on woman suffrage in this country, I find that back in 1848, there was a convention for women's rights in New York State. And prime movers of this meeting were Lucretia Mott and Elizabeth Cady Stanton. They didn't get a very good reception there. You know, it wasn't so long ago in this country that colleges wouldn't admit women students, even. And, hey, here's a dandy little law I came across. It was passed back in the year 1700 by Parliament. It was unlawful for any woman to lure into marriage any of His Majesty's subjects, it said, by means of scents, paints, cosmetic washes, artificial teeth, false hair, iron stays, hoops, high-heeled shoes, or bolstered hips. And if the girls used any of these methods to hook a man, they incurred the penalty of the law. So you see, women have come a long way since then. Which brings us around to the number the Halloran Quartet is going to sing. You give the folks title there, Jack.
Well, it's Give Me the Simple Life, Pat.
I don't believe in fretting and grieving. Why mess around with strife? I never was cut out to step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. A cottage small is all I'm after. Not one that's spacious and wide. A house that brings the joy and laughter and the ones you love inside. Some like the high road, I like the low road, free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes, indeedy, give me the simple life.
I greet the dawn when I awaken, the sky is clear up above. I like my scrambled eggs and bacon,
served by the one I love. Some like the high road, I like the low road, free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes, indeedy, give me the simple, sweet and simple, give me the simple life.
That's a real good sentiment. Give me the simple life. Swimming pools, hula hoops. Most things are pretty simple when you get right down to it. Now, for example, making friends. Sure, you have to put yourself out in many little ways, but it's worth it. Make sure your teeth are clean for a bright, friendly smile, for example. Now, clean teeth, they're worth a little effort. But I want to tell you one marvelous thing about double mint chewing gum. It combines healthful aids with pleasure. So you get many fine benefits with no effort at all. Just pleasant enjoyment. And that definitely includes clean teeth. You chew healthful double mint gum after every meal, especially to help keep your teeth clean and attractive. You'll enjoy doing it. And it really pays off in cleanliness and appearance. So you try it. Delicious double mint chewing gum. Did you ever have a day when everything seemed to go wrong? I don't know. Some days I feel like I've been on a hot rotisserie all day. I'm like a fella, he had so many troubles, he said if anything else happened to him, it'd be 2 weeks before he could worry about it. You know? Now this morning, I wanted to wear some new tan shoes, but then I broke one of my pink shoelaces. And then what topped things off was my little daughter Carrie beat me at checkers again. Well, into each life some rain must fall, I guess. But also some pleasure. We're going to have some fun right now listening to Marion Morgan sing. And what's your song, Marion?
Catch a Falling Star.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. Well, love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. And just in case you feel you want to hold him, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. But when your troubles start and multiplying, and they just might, it's easy to forget them without trying. With just a pocket full of starlight, catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
That is very nice, Marion. The band was a little behind you there most of the time. Finally caught up, though. Well, now it's time for the Buttram Bonas. Today's Buttram Bonas is a look back at childhood when kids didn't have any problems, you know. You hear folks nowadays wonder what youngsters did with their time in the old days. Well, it sure was different. All the planned and supervised recreation hadn't started. In the summertime, the boys splashed around in the old swimming hole. Not in bathing suits, either. They explored the woods, studied the birds, their nests, their eggs. In those days, boys thought of knives as something to whittle with, so they made boats, whistles, and all. And they made stilts to walk on, too. They had old-fashioned tops, and they knew how to spin them, too. And they made their own kites. There were block parties and taffy pulls. I don't know, I suppose the kids today would be bored with these party games, but I remember Drop the Handkerchief, London Bridge, Blind Man's Buff, Run Sheepy Run, Farmer in the Dell, Pinning the Tail on the Donkey. Oh, I remember that one. Everybody knew how to play dominoes. Other games, let's see, there was Rook, Flinch, an old maid. Kids played talking on the phone, It used two tin cans connected by a long string. And children in the old days, they read Youth's Companion, Horatio Alger, the Waverly novels, Frank Merriwell. The older folks, they sort of frowned on dime novels like Buffalo Bill and Nick Carter, but I don't know, they got read anyway. Mischief makers at school were content with just slipping notes to each other, shooting paper wads, or maybe hurling pieces of chalk, something. What I'm leading up to is the kids of those days were so busy having a good time with simple things and growing up to normal lives, they never knew the meaning of frustration or disturbance or any of that. Believe me, they had it real good. That's our buttram bonus for today. And now we're going to have some music from Marion and Bill here, and I'm going to grab a stick of double mint gum and enjoy the treat and the song. If you have some double mint in your pocket, you can do the same thing. And let that be a reminder to you. You know, always keep a pack of double mint handy in your pocket or purse where it's easy to get at fast for a delicious, long-lasting treat. Well, enough said. Now let's listen.
Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when you take me out in the Surrey. When you take me out in the Surrey with the fringe on top.
Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them high-stepping strutters. Nosy folks will peek through their shutters and their eyes will pop.
The wheels are yeller, the upholstery's brown, and the dashboard's genuine leather.
With isinglass curtains you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather.
Two bright side lights winkin' and blinkin'. Ain't no finer rig I'm a-thinkin'.
You can keep your rig if you're thinkin' that I'd care to swap for that shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top.
Well, that about winds things up for today. I suppose you're already making plans for the 4th of July, huh? Well, the pleasure of chewing delicious double mint gum will add a lot of enjoyment. It's a happy treat that you will and can enjoy along with most everything you do. From relaxing in a shady hammock to a lively game with the youngsters. They'll enjoy it, too, so you get a big supply of wholesome, delicious double mint chewing gum. We'll be back tomorrow. I sure hope you'll join us. Until then, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that the nearest thing to a good excuse for misbehaving is that it's less lonesome that way. Goodbye now.
Now, the broadcast.